Blog Talk Radio.
Call the hotline. Let's see. It's cha cha cha. What about my background ahead of time? Hello, hey, sorry. Hello. Hi, baby.
All good.
There we go.
Ah, the good old days.
I've been, like, you know, there's been, like, a ton of those memorial reels or whatever, mm-hmm. and just, you really do forget how many insane dumbass fucking things he did
every week.
Yeah, like it really was like can't even keep up with it. This is such a good picture of the candelabras at each end. That was my favorite thing, was that it was the fast food with the candelabras and the fancy gold plates and everything.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Do you think they steal any of those candelabras?
I'm sure they've already. They're like, oh, we need new ones. These don't look good. And then they just take them. Oh, and I gotta put on my job. Right, because it's just the two of us tonight.
We can make it work. Biggie.
Did you see this Georgia senator, Democratic guy, who said he's not for Medicare for all?
Mm-hmm.
But then he tweeted today, I want to live in an America where every family has great health care.
He, you know, he's with Biden and just fixing Obamacare.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
All right.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it from, like, Biden's perspective. That was, like, his and Obama's pride and joy, that he's not just going to be like, actually, never mind, let's do this other thing now. That's his legacy. He wants to make that work.
I mean, he could have his own legacy if he made Medicare for all. Or...
They would just think that was Bernie's legacy. He wouldn't get credit for that. I mean, I don't know that he deserves credit for Obamacare either, but clearly he thinks so.
Sure, yeah.
Not even going to have time to remind Noah about the recording tomorrow morning. It's already 8:56.
Right?
No. Oh, huh. What a sweetie.
Yes, I am on mic.
The waiting room or anything?
What?
Is anybody in the waiting room or?
No.
Darren, nope. Heyo.
That's great. Where's Noah? Oh. Maybe she'll do. Well, she'll do a guest spot. Oh, my mic. What am I? Well, that's probably the least way to get her.
Yeah,
likely. She says she's coming. She knows.
She's on the clock. Like,
maybe
come on.
Emergency. I had one at 8:30. I was worried.
Did you eat some of those Trump burgers back there? Is that why?
I had the Whole Foods knockoff of the Beyond Burger.
Oh, how's that?
It's all right. It tastes less burgery. Like, the Beyond Burger tastes as close to a burger as I've had. But
I wanna
just tastes more like a veggie burger. But, like, I like the crispiness of the, like, edges of it.
If you like the taste of the plant burger, I have no quarrel with that. Like, I mean, but don't tell me it tastes like a burger. Like, I have people telling me.
Oh, no. When I say that, I don't mean like, oh, it's beef. Like, oh, it tastes 100% like beef.
No, I didn't pick that up that you were saying that.
Yeah, I think it's just like, it's similar enough where you're like, okay, I can handle it. You know, like, I don't mind that. It's not a
that's fine.
Yeah,
I just have never found one that I can handle. Like, there are some that don't taste horrible. But I don't want it. Like, if it doesn't taste like meat, the point of it is gone. Like, I want it as a meat substitute.
Have you tried the Beyond Burger?
I have. I've had it in all its incarnations that I can find. I had it at White Castle. Oh, that's Impossible was White Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond Burger is at Burger King, and I didn't like it.
No, it's also Impossible Burger.
No, they
we can't hear you.
They had Beyond Burger once, and they swapped it for Impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Pretty. I mean, I think maybe I'm wrong. I was thinking of the wild.
It was always Impossible, from what I remember.
Now,
yes,
there you go.
One of these chains had Beyond Burger.
That's reminder that we're recording the Bill and Ted roundtable tomorrow morning.
So I have a meeting at 11:30. So could we start a little like at 10:30 instead and be done by 11:15?
Yeah, wasn't the didn't we?
So we set it for 10:45, but
oh, okay.
I could do earlier.
Sure, 10:30 works for me.
I'll adjust the calendar.
All right. Are we ready to go?
Everybody ready.
So. I wish my headphones weren't disappearing into my cereal.
That's the first time that sentence was ever uttered in the English language.
Yeah.
Shadow.
Sid's over there working. Lucky he got a job. Good for him.
It's true.
I lost a couple of these because I thought you'd just upload them to this program, and they're in. Like it has a folder somewhere. Like when you do that, but it actually doesn't. Like they need to reference a folder.
Hmm.
And I don't have the files, so I lost a few of these. I have to redo them. I don't have the wet ass pussy Mike Francesa drops. If anyone's really jonesing for those, sorry.
Damn. Gosh. All I wanted to hear was Mike Francesa talking about the female anatomy.
I mean, I can play it from the actual video, but I don't have.
Good to know we have that option.
Just don't have the drops.
I'd be more upset if it was actually him saying it and not an impression of him.
Yeah. Let me just quickly test.
Rob, did you get a light?
No. I think it's
just his shirt.
Because I have my. Also, it's because I have the document open. I noticed, like, when I have a dark screen on. I need to get a light. You've sold me on it. I've been thinking about it.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington.
Is that good?
Welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh, I should talk over it.
Now that Trump has finally been defeated, I am proud to announce that the livecast can finally go back to what it does best. Hard-hitting analysis.
Rob, I think you should bring your mic up a little bit because we're all kind of keeping it a little closer to our mouth.
Sure. Okay. And you can hear me now, right? Like as the music's playing? Okay, good.
Go!
Let's get started.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Now that Trump has finally been defeated, I am proud to announce the livecast can finally go back to what it does best. Hard-hitting analysis of the latest crossover thrash and technical death metal releases. Aren't you all excited? Hello. Where did everyone go? The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
Are you still there? We're joking. It was a joke. Just kidding. Welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast. It's Rob here with muted Noah, muted Sydney.
I'm not muted
Derek.
Now.
I'm not muted either.
What I said into my muted mic was that they complain that there's too much, there's not enough music talk, and then you give them some music talk, and right away they bail on you like that. It's amazing. Can't please anybody.
I thought Chuck joined the Lamb Goat podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, he was talking about the Lamb. See, he gave an intro for the Lamb Goat, you're saying.
I think he switched parties.
Or he just sent us the wrong MP3 or something.
But welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We are live every Tuesday at our new later tab after dark. Daylight savings is over, and we're on at 9 p.m. Eastern now on Tuesday nights. And if you are listening live, please give us a ring-a-ding-ding. 213-WIDENUTS. Also, for our live listeners, we do make our video, the video version of our recording available as we stream it. And then for the archive, you can see the archives of all of our video versions of our episodes on our Patreon. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast to get access to the video versions of our podcast, as well as bonus episodes. This month's top of the month bonus episode was a roundtable discussion about Borat. Subsequent movie film, the second one.
The second one would be the subsequent one.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be posting something later this week about the new Bill and Ted movie. So that should be fun as well. And in past months, we've done like a total burning of Mike Francesa. Like we ripped him apart. We did a whole episode on Mike Francesa. I cannot recommend it enough. We have bonus episodes where we watch Motley Crue's The Dirt. We watched the new Danzig movie. We've watched Santa with Muscles, very appropriate, right in time for the holiday season. So check it out, patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you. So let's kick things off. How was everyone's week? Everyone doing all right?
Yeah.
Did chill.
I have back pain from sitting on a hard chair for 8 hours.
Why do you have a hard chair?
Because I don't want to have to buy like an aerodynamic chair or whatever they're called.
Can't you expense
aerodynamic?
It?
Oh.
What does that mean? Can you expense it? Who's going to cover that?
Who's going to
SiriusXMRadio.net?
No way.
Oh, maybe .net because .com isn't covering
office
it.
Furniture.
I've written into the company that I work with that happens to be the one that you mentioned, but I won't say it to see if they would cover stuff like that, but I've been ignored.
Oh. Do you have at your office, do you have a comfy chair at your office?
Yeah, I do.
Can you go get it and bring it home?
No, we're not allowed in the building.
Oh,
fuck. They don't give you like certain hours where you could like warn them that you're coming in?
So we're not allowed in the building. And when I left the office, when the whole pandemic started, I didn't really take anything except from my, you know, like my work laptop and stuff. Like I thought, okay, like in 2 weeks, I'll be back in the office. I have an open bar of Twix in my drawer and granola.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what else, like a cookie and tinfoil.
And rats.
And probably
and
a lot of rats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe you don't want to go back there.
I'm just wondering if anyone left shit in their office that they can't get, and then they realize it's probably going bad.
I'm sure.
So you can call us and tell us about it.
Hopefully nobody brought any holidays. Because that's probably gone
yeah, like
way
a,
bad.
Like a,
how would you
like
tell?
Like half a lunch.
That's
true.
It's bad when it starts.
It's true. I guess
Chris
ages left. Like wine.
Hmm.
What did Chris Russo leave now?
He left an open tray of hummus. Some baby carrots. Just out. Very sad.
I heard Cousin Brucey left some Vicks VapoRub open.
Maybe some diapers.
Yeah, all his Cialis.
Pigeons flying into the Sirius window, like trying to get to that smell, and they just keep smashing into the window and dying. On CBS FM, baby!
I don't think he's with Sirius anymore. I think he's back on CBS FM, actually.
Chris Russo?
No, Cousin Brucey. Do you remember a couple of months ago, there was something in the news about him?
Yeah, he left Sirius XM, and I do believe he's... Is he on CBS FM? But he's back on AM radio for sure.
Okay, but this is a 6-month pandemic, people. Like, he left it there before he left. He left his Vicks VapoRub open in his desk.
Yeah. And also, Rob, just to clarify, if he's on AM radio, he probably would CBS FM.
Fair point.
So,
fair
you got to pick a side there.
FM radio.
That's a good point.
Let's see. Let's see where Cousin Brucey is nowadays.
He's behind you, Rob. Run.
What? I'm here in Robert Pasbani's living room on CBS AM, baby. Oh, it's actually, I was right. He is now on WABC AM radio.
That's where he started. That was his gig, his long-time gig for 30 years.
Right, that's where he was in the 60s, it says, according to the article.
He went
60s
to CBS
less than 30 years, Rob. It was only a 10-year span.
What? He started in the 60s, I said.
But you, okay.
Have a seat, Sid.
Does it have to be in a hard chair? Could I use a comfier chair?
You can, have you considered putting a pillow on your chair, Noah, to make it softer?
Yes, I have one of those butt pillows here.
You mean shaped like a butt?
Can you see it?
No.
Well, sort
not
of.
It looks like I see. I get it. It's like a mouse pad for your butt.
Yeah, and it is shaped like sort of a butt with a very wide anus.
I guess.
Rectum.
I see. It's more like a wider bicycle seat, it looks like.
Yes. But the thing with the chair that I have, it's like the chair is wider than the cushion, pushes like under my.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a new chair.
My thighs, and it hurts.
Noah, have you considered expensing it to metalinjection.net?
Oh, yes, my other employer, my wonderful, kind employer.
Robert, sure, yeah, go ahead.
It seems like I have payroll on the line right now.
For our Pasabini or whatever.
Wow. Poor Frankie Palmieri.
Poor?
Yeah.
Well, literally, yes.
Yeah, well, we can start with that, actually. You know... We joke and joke, but this is no laughing matter.
I didn't hear this. What happened?
Last week on metalinjection.net, your leading source of all Frankie Palmieri News, we reported that Patreon, the I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but Amira tried to launch Patreon. Did we discuss that on here? Do you remember?
Of course.
And so they tried to launch one, and then suddenly they're not delivering on perks. Now, look, I can tell you, we have our own Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionpodcast. And the one thing you need to do is you got to deliver on your perks. Your super fans are committing a monetary value in exchange for guarantees of perks. Don't mess with your most loyal fans' perkses. And for some reason, it sounds like I'm saying Percocets, and that does seem like that would be in your Patreon.
Yeah,
that's perk. Tier two. Yes, you get a bag full of perks.
So I don't know. We did talk. Now I remember, because we talked about it, because initially he launched it as a shady fan club, which was him just DMing people that follow Emure. Here it is. So I'm reaching out to people, hopefully true fans, asking if they would be able to make a $100 donation to the Emure cult. How desperate does this sound?
So it sounds like Ja Rule selling that fake credit card that he was Magnum,
right.
Was it?
As soon as all the websites, and to be fair, Lambgoat were the first to pick up on this, so full credit to Lambgoat. As soon as this happened, they decided to refund everybody's money. And he was like, oh, I was just trying to do something cool, and then you guys had to ruin it. Like, it was our fault.
Wait, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Lambgoat is the one that outed him on doing the DM thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on their podcast? Do they talk about it? Did he, like, yell at them?
It was on his podcast before they outed
him. No, I think this might have been before, because this was last year.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that means we could probably get Frankie on our podcast if he's just willing to talk to whoever shits on him.
Do we want him? I think that's the key question.
That's a good question.
I'd talk to him.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to have the power to hang up on him?
Funny cringe shit.
You just want to go through the whole booking process just so we can hang up on him.
Do we want to see Emure's initial Patreon announcement? Have we watched this? I don't remember that we did. I do want to say, so far, he spent the majority of the video looking at the camera, so it's already an improvement. he's done.
He's not typing. He's not looking at his Twitter while he's...
He's using a fisheye lens. Something tells me that he's, like, self-conscious on video.
I wonder why, Noah.
Yeah, he's no longer making eye contact with the camera.
Not exactly a George Clooney here.
It's true.
Wow, he's no Franz of Attila.
Is his energy now in this request for cash better or worse than Chris Holmes's energy? In his, because this is like a manic discomfort, and Chris Holmes is more like a, why do I have to do this?
Yeah, definitely.
I would say Frankie Palmieri actually seems engaged.
Yeah.
Here, whereas that was like, I don't know, that was just the worst take, and they kept it for Chris Holmes.
I would say it's manic, insecure energy versus pumped full of every substance known to man in the case of Chris Holmes.
Yeah.
I think he's sober now.
Oh, come on. In that video, I can't believe that. Like a wino in that video.
That's a different musician.
It's a stunt double. So somebody emailed Lambgoat, an Emure fan who was on the Patreon, and noted that never got access to stems, which are like raw music files. Never got a personalized welcome thank you video.
I was going to say stems. I thought he gave them like the shitty part of his weed that he
Right. I could throw this out or I could send it to you guys, whatever. Yeah, no biggie.
$100, everybody.
I was thinking of stem cells.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you could reproduce with Frankie Palmieri's DNA.
If this pandemic goes on a few more months, you might have to.
Jerks off in a Dorito bag and ships it by FedEx to you. Here's my stem cells.
So this fan goes on to say, what we actually got was two video playthroughs and some poems. oh from Frankie. I was on their patron for the 5 months they had it.
Sorry, the party's not mentioning it is that the poem was actually another instance of him begging for money. He just put it into like a rhyming scheme.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Give me $5, please. Thank you.
And fuck you.
What rhymes with Patreon, man? I have to do a podcast episode.
He does say, the fan goes on to say, I noticed that everything had vanished from the page without any warning, but they still made sure to take this month's subscription payment, which... Yikes. So the only thing that he's commented, he might have commented since. Oh, they have commented since, but at the time of this article, there was a tweet from Frankie. Music is the only thing that gives my life purpose. Standing on stage, meeting people who vibe with my output. Without these things, I do not exist. I will reemerge healthier in mind, body, and spirit when time allows. If I die before I get the chance to showcase this, thank you. Peace sign emoji.
If I what is he threatening, like suicide?
Well,
is
that's
sick.
Well, well, I don't know.
Does he have the Rona?
Calling for help here.
Like when you said, "Poor Frankie," and this is a very sad story. I thought he like, you know, fell down a manhole or something. This is like his Patreon went out.
Fuck. I think Rob literally meant poor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, literally and figuratively, like, you know, mentally, there seems to be some things, and, you know,
you got me all
hopefully
excited.
Seeking help. But so then they eventually announced that they admitted that they closed down the Patreon and in a bit of a passive aggressive way. So Amur comments to the 40 people who signed up to the Amur Patreon, which, by the way, I want to point out that the Metal Injection Livecast Patreon has and had more patrons than the Amir patrons. So
that really
thank you to our live cast stars for being bigger fans than the Amurdans.
Also, now that these 40 don't have that Patreon to subscribe to, how do we recruit them to sign up to ours?
Yeah.
What
all
do we do?
Disposable income now.
Yeah. Well, if they liked Frankie Palmieri and signed up to his podcast,
yeah,
you just have to act like him.
Rob, could I suggest maybe at the end of this article you put a link to our Patreon? Like, hey, if you're one of these 40,
I'll update the post. Suggest.
Should but also here's... get a neck tattoo so that they're used to it.
Oh, that's true. Maybe I'll get this typo logo tattoo just like right over here. That is my blood type, so it would be accurate if I ever get in an accident. You know, it's like, oh, right here.
If you ever fall down a subway stairs again.
Yeah.
I can't believe you, Rob, set yourself up on a tee. For Sid to get a typo tattoo.
Nice.
Wow.
So let me quickly read the statement from Amur. To the 40 people who signed up to the Amur Patreon, this has been a difficult year for many reasons. Like what? Oh. And it just became impossible to follow through with the content. So it became impossible to send somebody a welcome message.
What are they
like,
doing?
Also, you came up with the content. It's not like Patreon forces these ideas onto you. The whole thing is you come up with your own ideas for bonus content.
To be fair, it wasn't really. He's just blaming COVID. It's the fact that he actually has no talent. That was the biggest impediment.
But honestly, the stuff he was offering doesn't require talent.
I guess.
It just requires like signing onto your computer and record. It's like basically Cameo.
Yeah.
He has to think of stuff to talk about.
He goes, this has been a difficult year. Many reasons became impossible to follow through with the content. Shutting down the page became the ethical thing to do, not before making sure to charge your fans one last time. We tried something and it failed. This line kind of reminds me of that line in The Simpsons, like, we did nothing and we're all out of ideas with Ned Flanders' parents. And then
it's also like when Leonard Nimoy didn't do anything and then disappears.
Didn't I?
Yeah, or when Homer says, you tried and failed. The lesson is never try.
Yes, that is very accurate for this. Well, here's what he says. He goes, sorry and thank you. Not sure what more there is to say. Try to practice having compassion and empathy. Good luck to you all. Peace. Again, this reminds me, I've talked about this on the show before, but when I used to live in Williamsburg, there was one specific beggar that was like the hipster beggar who was like too good for begging, and he would be like, "Come on, people, you really don't have any spare change."
I remember.
Come on, like all I need is like $20. Like, what's wrong with you people? Like, geez, oh, it's so hard, you know. Oh, I'm just trying to get back to, and like he always had a different. This part would be different. Like, I'm just trying to get to Virginia. I'm just, and then like it would be a different thing every time. Because he's not trying to get anywhere. He just wants money for whatever he's doing. And this is what this message reminds me of. Like, oh, tried to do something creative, but I guess you can't do that anymore. Cancel culture.
I don't know. Is that what he's blaming?
He's not blaming cancel culture.
That's Bill Maher's Patreon.
I think Frankie's just lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Did he refund the people the money for the last month when they got no content?
There was no comment on that.
It's fairly easy to do that on there. It's like one or two clicks.
Maybe you need to give Frankie Palmarie some technical support.
I'll just run his Patreon for him. We could get this going again.
Frankie, if you're listening, please give us a ring. 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. And in other news, which is very exciting, System of a Down released two new songs. I think that's very cool. I'm a big fan of System of a Down. I know some of my co-hosts here are as well. And we've discussed on the show the drama between the bands. And just to quickly sum it up.
They drink too much water.
After I drink, I bet. The reason I'm so gassy is I drank seltzer and I realized I need to drink water during showtime. Otherwise, I'm burping up all this gas from all the talking. But what I was saying was, so with System of a Down, their issue was essentially that the guitarist, Darren, kept all the songwriting publishing, which is a significant chunk of the royalty. And Serge Tankian, who has since become a very successful solo artist, and saw what money he was missing out on by not having the songwriting credit with his own work being successful, was just like, hey, you know, like, you're not the only one writing the songs anymore. And I think, you know, I think initially he said he wanted part of the songwriting credit, but then he was like, well, to be fair, we should just all split it four ways. And I think there was an impasse there where Darren didn't want to do that. And so they didn't make any music, but thankfully there is a potential genocide happening in Armenia. So thanks to this genocide, System of a Down decided to put aside their differences and put all the royalties towards raising awareness for this
for Armenia,
everything going on down there. I mean, I'm obviously being an asshole here.
They're putting their money towards genocide?
Yes, they're supporting genocide. Let me get it right. Let me get it right.
Are their fans Armaniacs?
Well, the there's a battle in the in Artsec.
Art section?
No, Artsec.
Spell it.
Artsakh.
Artsakh.
So Azerbaijan is trying to come in on Armenia's land there, and there's a little fighting, little situation there where a bunch of innocent Armenians are being slaughtered. So I mean, it's a very serious thing, and you know, I was joking earlier, but I think it's very nice that they got together and decided, let's just, you know, we have this platform. The mainstream media isn't really covering this at all. And let's use the platform to put out music to raise awareness for this. And so all the proceeds that would go to the band are going to the Armenia Fund.
Oh, that's nice.
And I guess Darren Malakian wrote and produced the songs, and he was originally planning on releasing them as Scars on Broadway tracks, but then they released them. And I was very skeptical when I heard this. Interestingly, too, John Dolmayan, the drummer, who's been outspoken Trump supporter, was the one that got the wheels in motion saying, like, hey, regardless of what issues we have, we should put that aside and we need to do something to support our people.
Yeah, time to make Armenia great again.
And so I thought that was very cool. And, you know, as a huge, huge System of a Down fan and somebody who feels like their last album wasn't necessarily their best album.
Which one are we talking about? Hypnotize?
Hypnotize, and... Mesmerize. Which is not to say I didn't like them. I love the album. It's just they're not necessarily my favorite. I was worried that, oh, it might not be good. It's also been 15 years. They're older. But the more I listen to these songs, the more I really, really like them for different reasons. It's two songs. One of them is a 5-minute song called Protect the Land. And the other one is a faster, like kind of reminiscent of their older material called Genocidal Humanoids. Did any of you guys listen to the music?
I did. I really liked one of them, and I really didn't like the other one. I didn't. The one Protect the Land is the one I didn't like. Because it sort of sounds like Scars on Broadway, I guess. Like, it just doesn't sound like a System of Down song. I'll just let it play first. And I'll get my thoughts. Are we playing it?
Yeah. Can you hear
it? I hear it. Hello. I just don't know if we're going to get copyright claim.
You can play a little bit of it.
It sounds like Darren Aleki song.
It does. I agree with you. It's great to hear Surf Station. Like, he's the element that makes the last song sound better. He's such a better singer than me.
Yeah, when you do Smooth Down, you have an amazing asset, which is Surge's voice. Just douse the fucking album with that. Like, that should be another instrument. I don't want to hear this guy sing. Like, he's a good guitarist or whatever. Like, use that. You know, he's a good songwriter. I don't want to hear him sing. Shut up.
He wants to do some backing vocals, sure, but
I agree. The majority of the vocals should be by Surge. And I think that's why I wasn't as big a fan of the double album, was because there was more of Darren singing on it, which is not, again, I really like the album. I'm not saying I don't. Just compared to the other ones.
I thought it was it didn't need to be a double album. Like, there's one album's worth of great songs on there. And it wasn't, like, technically a double album. It was, like, released 1 year apart. But it functions as a double album. And I just thought there was just too many, like, blah songs on there. Like, they could have released one great album out of that.
Yeah, you're right. And they could have done another, like, B-sides album, like, Steal This Album.
Wait, so you're talking about the album that they just put out to raise awareness for Armenia?
It's a two-song EP.
Oh, okay. So is that what you're talking about? You're talking about a different album?
No, what Darren was just talking about was their last full-length release.
Oh, did I confuse that? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the last two.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of the other song, the fast one. This one sounds like old school.
Yeah,
it's like their first album. Except that Surge sang on all of that. There was no Darren singing on it.
That's probably a big point of contention, too, is that Darren probably wants in on more of the song. Because also then he gets more performance work. Yeah, if you think about it.
Okay, all these guys with their fucking woke ass lyrics, and they all fighting over money, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking capitalist fucks.
That's the interesting.
It's like the music should guide it, and then wherever the money goes, it goes. It shouldn't be like, well, how do we structure this song so I get more cash than this guy? Like, that's not the recipe for good songwriting.
John Dolomite.
Yeah, we're just kind of speculating.
John Dolomite is the most honest one in that band. He's just, I like money. I like money and I like Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make that a drop, please.
But then somehow he was good with, like, donating all of this money. It's very against type.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to be the one in control of where his money goes. He doesn't want to pay taxes. He doesn't want to pay Texas. He doesn't want to pay California. He doesn't want to pay anybody.
Okay, we're just, like, assuming a bunch of things about System of a Down that we don't know.
Rob, call them up.
Going on their public persona and statements. I mean, that's it. I don't know who they are inside their heart.
And yeah. To be fair, Robert Pazboni is a very plugged-in metal journalist. If anybody's going to know this stuff, it's him.
I mean, I'm just going off of exactly like what I've written about them. I don't know that like...
So you know that they don't write songs based on creativity. They write songs based on how much money each person gets from the input.
Oh, no, that's us speculating. Obviously. I mean, I thought that was, pretty clear that we're... But like the issues about the copyright stuff, they publicly spoke about how that was the reason that they're not working on new material.
Right. But so maybe when they joined together for this EP, they figured all that shit out before they put it out so that there's no drama afterwards.
Well, I mean, they're still not going to record an album. They put it aside for this EP. Like that, all those copyright issues, it's not an issue because they're just like forfeiting all that money to the fund. That's why. Maybe just all of their future albums, all of their future musical output should just go towards just charities. Yeah.
Well,
they're all millionaires. Why not?
Exactly.
I did just see on Twitter, though, that there was a peace agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan today, though. So, like, does the money still go to this cause if the cause isn't a cause anymore, or do they get to start keeping the money now?
No, what actually happens is that it goes dark and they have to write a really sad apology note, and then the money is up in the air. We'll see. And it sounds
sorry,
like
and thank you.
They're just like, sorry for just trying to do something creative, all right, man?
You know, just you try to do something for a country and they just go and make peace, you know? This makes you look bad.
Dicks. System didn't even have a week to promote this and already it's over. So they could just take credit. They could be like, see, this is what we did, our donation.
Well, right. I also want to quickly point out that System of a Down isn't the only ones making videos to raise awareness for this. Apparently the other side, Azerbaijan, propaganda. And I want to say, there is a part of me that regrets posting this.
Why?
Just because I'm advancing Azerbaijani propaganda, and like some people took it the wrong way, like we're endorsing this. So I just want to make it clear, I 0% of me endorses what we're about to play, but it is so ridiculous that I feel like we have to mention it. So they made a metal song, the Azerbaijani military, about how awesome their military. This video, like, you don't even know the words, but you don't need to know the words. Like, we don't even have to play the, I guess we'll play them.
Was this directed by the guy who did the Five Finger Death Punch video?
I was gonna say, it sounds like a Five Finger Death Punch song, kind of.
And the video
louder,
too.
Is it okay? This is, yeah, like, look at our military.
Oh, it sounds like Rammstein.
Whoa, this guy.
It's like Pink Floyd live in Pompeii, but in Azerbaijan.
Can't hear you, Rob.
Oh, sorry.
We got some rules to follow. No one knows.
Whoa.
See, look how progressive the Azerbaijani government is. Women can kill people, too.
Oh. Looks like Ginger.
Yeah.
Tatiana.
She looks like a real doll. She doesn't even look like a person. It looks like a computer, like a CG.
Well, a little goose step in there. What is that? Heil Hitler.
But look, I will say this is some serious Amon Amarth melodic energy right here. This hook.
Is this like the Azerbaijani language, or is this Russian?
Yes. No, I don't understand a word they're saying.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's not even close.
No.
So, like, did they do this in response to System of a Down's EP?
No, this is from months ago. I forgot to play it on the show, and only now did I think of it because of what System of a Down is doing.
Rob, raise your mic a little.
I'm sorry, I'll mute it.
So it's not like a rock battle or something.
No. This is completely unrelated to what System of a Down did. I think this is a recruitment video for the military.
It's like helicopters shooting rockets.
This is them trying to... So, yeah, I just want to... For our audio listeners, the whole video is in a desert field showing off rockets shooting, and then the band is in full military regalia just in the middle of this army field singing like they're fucking Pink Floyd live in Pompeii. And if
you
don't get that
going.
Reference, you should go check out that live in Pompeii video because it's excellent.
I was going to say, you had me going. I thought this was like a response to the System of a Down.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And I was hoping that the other end of those bombs, they would have like a mock-up of like Serge's house or something. You just see his body flying through the air at the end, like body parts ripped apart. And him yelling with that Serge voice.
Something seems like so weird about this. Like they're speaking so passionate, but like, I mean, I guess it is metal because they're singing passionately about killing people.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah.
That's, I guess that's metal. Although I'm sure like how they're presenting it is, you know, defending their land and all that. I'm sure they're spinning it in a positive light.
So your post was asking people to translate. Did anyone?
Yes. No. All the comments were just like, you asshole, why are you promoting Azerbaijan there?
Wow.
Check your facts. It was like a bunch of Armenian defenders.
I don't know how you promoted it if you said in the title that it's propaganda.
Not only, I do also want to point out that like in the body of the text, I included System of a Down's entire message that they released in September explaining the conflict. You know, from the Armenian perspective, and they were condemning Azerbaijani forces. But I just wanted to make it clear. And so this was performed by Sehun Zeynalov and Narmin Karimbayova, which do sound like relatively Russian names, but they're not.
Hello.
Looking at her Instagram.
She looks like she's fucking 17. She looks very young.
Does she have, like, dreads? Would we consider that dreads?
Yeah.
It's like a twisted braid. Like a twisty braid.
Let's see what Sehun is looking like. He's a party animal. Oh, he's got a booking number.
You want to call it up, Rob? Get him on the show for next week?
This guy's like he's just like an actor.
Yeah. I'm sure that's, yeah.
So why should I join this army if they're just using actors in their propaganda?
I mean, there's actors in army in U.S. Army commercials.
What if I just wanted to join this army because they rock? Like while they're shooting the rockets and the bullets and the missiles, that they're playing the guitar in the field. Maybe that was why I signed. I went to the recruiting office because I saw all that shit. And there's nobody's there with a fucking guitar. The fuck is this?
But you do get a SAG card. Their army, so that's pretty cool. It's literal crisis actors.
Well,
I heard Chris Jericho of Fozzy has a SAG card.
We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
But speaking of dismembered body parts, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Carcass is back with a brand new EP. 7 years after their last record, Carcass returns to the extreme metal throne with a new EP, Despicable, which serves as the precursor to their next full-length Impending Destruction. It's like a little appetizer before a full-length from Carcass. You can listen to the entire EP, Despicable, on all streaming platforms and visit nuclearblast.com to get a bunch of physical versions of Despicable. I really like it, Despicable. It's a great EP. It's fun. Carcass. Okay.
Chris Jericho?
That's right. Let's talk about Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho just turned 50, bless his heart.
He's still wrestling, right?
Oh, AEW? Yeah. Very prominently. Main eventing.
Oh, yeah. He's in the main. Oh, I just want to quickly point out that I guess my dad is listening.
Oh, really?
Right now?
And I guess he understood some of the Azerbaijani.
Oh.
So he says that they were saying, we hate our enemy and each person fire to the enemy.
Wow.
And then they're also saying, we respect our flag. Respect the flag.
Wow. Thank you, Papa Rob.
Yeah. You know what makes me feel good about this? He listens to the show, but he does not follow Metal Injection on Twitter. Because he did not see your post asking for the translation, but he heard us talking about it here.
Yeah. This is how he gets all of his Metal Injection information, through the podcast.
Okay, good.
He must like us better than you. That's what it is.
By the way, our Twitter is MILivecast. Give us a follow.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Metal Injection Livecast is the handle, and we're on Facebook. And, you know, if you listen to us on your podcasting app of choice, give us a positive review. It really helps us out. It's nice. It's nice. Be nice. We give you this free content, give us a little review. Is that so much to ask?
And if you want to be mean, then you should send that to us in hate mail.
Yes. Email hatemail@metalinjection.net, and we'll read it on the air. Send us your positive or negative feedback. We'll read it regardless.
Maybe. If Rob,
if we don't get on our Discord and force us to read it there, we have no choice.
That's right. We also do have a Discord, a live, ongoing, 24/7 chat room. You can get the link on any of our episode pages at metalinjection.net/livecast, and you could chat with all of us. We're all in there, Sid and Darren the most. But it's a good way to hang out with us and fellow livecast stars.
We had a Zoom hang with our patrons last week, and we let some of the people from the Discord join. So just hanging out in the Discord, you randomly might get some extra shit.
Yeah, that was really fun hanging out. We did a little Zoom hang.
Any highlights?
With some of the fans.
Yeah, we played a little trivia game.
I didn't blurt out the answers this time.
Yeah, we played the video version of the Mark B. rants.
That was incredible.
That was the other thing, since it was a private Zoom hangout. We're more revelatory than we would be on air. So we showed our live casters what Mark B. looks like. And we did an impromptu watch-along of his legendary shoulder-to-shoulder promo.
Was it everything they thought it would be?
Oh, it was it was more than everything they thought. It was like wall-to-wall laughter. Like, I couldn't hear. We were cheering along when he got to the UFC promo parts. When he's like, the KKK motherfucker, I promise it won't be you. You know, that one. Yeah. Oh, man. We actually had people at the end of that say to us, both in the chat and later in the Discord, that they are going to sign up for Patreon just because of how fun that the Zoom chat was.
Yeah, so
I thought was
we should be doing one again soon.
Rob, I just want to quickly play the promo that I'm referencing. It's
of
short.
Course, please.
Two guys enter, one guy leaves, and I promise you, Clans motherfucker, it won't be you. Yeah!
That's famous Mark B. Our friend, sort of.
We get him on the show.
Acquaintance. Friend of a friend. Brother of a friend.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Hashtag R.I.P. a legend.
We also played that. His
Stan Lee one, yeah. And also a lot of just getting to know people. You know, we ask them where they're from, and they talk about their lives, and then they were talking to each other and getting to know each other. The whole thing. It was a lot of fun.
And I want to point out also, some people were a little shyer than others, which is fine. We welcome everybody. Some people didn't have their video on. Some people did. Mm-hmm. It's all good, baby.
We got to meet a couple of the wives.
Yeah.
Or fiancés or significant others that were there on camera.
Some wives, some cats, all sorts of stuff.
It was the wives cast. Wives cast.
Episode title.
Ejection Wives Cast.
So the Chris Jericho thing. Let me get that up. So Chris Jericho, 50 years old. Happy birthday, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, good for him. He made it. And like, listen, we're joking, but not a lot of wrestlers get to 50,
yeah,
to be honest, or a significant amount don't.
And
great shape.
So
his hair is like thicker than I've ever seen it be.
Great shape, I don't know. Great shape is relative. Well, we're going to get to that.
Well, here's a photo that he posted of when he turned on his 50th birthday.
Sandpaper!
You don't think he looks good, Darren? Describe what you see.
I mean, like, if I didn't know who Chris Jericho was, right, I would assume that's a guy who's about 50 or older, who used to work out and stopped. That's what I would say. That's as generous as I can be. He's got a lot of loose skin. He's got the caved-in chest. He still has, like, ab muscles, but probably just from them being there from years ago.
The caved-in chest is just nerve damage, so it's not like he could really do anything about that.
What, from taking chops?
No, I think it's just like a common weightlifting thing.
Oh, really?
Flexing his pecs.
Yikes.
Yeah. There's a few other wrestlers that have a similar, like, caved-in kind of chest.
Mm. He's also got a big gut and, you know, like, his face.
He definitely has a gut. I think what it is just it's very clear that Chris Jericho's not sober.
Yeah, the face he's making is really what throws me off.
Very drunky face.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at him, and I guess I'm more forgiving because it's, like, through a camera. And you know that thing where, like, through a mirror, it, like, flips to you?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of look, like, off? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's probably happening.
Okay. Do we need to flip the photo just to make sure?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Can you?
Let me set this up. Can I?
How does that happen, by the way?
How does what happen?
Like, why is it that when you flip a photo, you, like, at least for me, I just look 10 times different.
No, it's because when you, your face is looks like symmetrical, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're accustomed to looking at your face one way forever and ever and ever,
uh-huh.
and then you look at it the other way, you're seeing the difference and it's off-putting to you.
Yeah.
I don't 100%. Think this helped.
I think this is actually less flattering, to be honest with you.
Could we compare this with that shirtless picture Geraldo Rivera posted a few years ago?
Yes.
And see which one's better?
Well, I also want to post, I saw this, a friend of mine posted this, which was fucking great.
What is this?
Oh. It's dancing. It's dancing space on Jericho's body.
Oh.
But hold on, let me find.
Are there other photos from this?
No, it's just one photo that.
Oh.
No, this is the same photo. I just flipped it. To your point, Noah, so you could see what he really looks like. But see, I think honestly, the flipped photo is more forgiving. The original is more forgiving because here you could see.
Well,
like,
isn't this one then the original? Because it's flipped through the phone, then through the mirror. Isn't this one the original then? If you flip it back.
Well, this is like what he really looks like. This is this is his natural unflipped look.
But this is in a mirror, isn't he doing this in a mirror?
Yes.
So this is what he looks like reversed.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, my God.
That's what he really looks like.
Well, I guess you
it's a mirror shot reverse.
No, the mirror shot is – this is the normal shot because, look, the F for Fozzie is positioned properly. Whereas here
– phone camera.
Here it is – the F is pointing like it's flipped.
I can't – it looks like a death metal band like me. I can't read what that says.
This is him. This is him, y'all. This is him. This
they're both him.
This is unflipped. This is unflipped Jericho.
That's his
podcast.
He looks like
he has the six pack.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, he'd spent years
It looks like but he has a gut on top of it as well.
It's a six pack that you dropped and like one or two cans fell off.
Look, for an average person, for an average 50,
he looks great.
He's
yeah, like
ahead of the curve, but it's not like a guy that you would say, wow, he's 50? I don't believe it. He looks 50.
What I took from this is I give Chris Jericho credit for not giving a fuck about people like us shaming his body.
Flipping his picture back and forth.
This is what I look like. Fuck you. You know, and I do give him credit for that. So here's Geraldo.
See, that looks like more like something that he tried to send to a woman and it got leaked or something.
Yeah. I think, isn't that what it was?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Didn't he accidentally tweet it?
It's the first time I've seen
it. On purpose.
Oh, okay.
Maybe accidentally on purpose. He wants everyone to see what in great shape he is.
He's got those cum gutters.
Can we describe it for people who are not looking?
Yeah. It looks like, have you ever seen The Mummy? It looks like The Mummy. But with a mustache.
It looks like if you gave steroids to the corpse from Weekend at Bernie's.
So it's Geraldo's head, which looks normal. It's Geraldo.
Like old, decrepit, with pink sunglasses.
But then hold on, his body just looks like he really needs a sandwich. Like he does not look lean. He looks like, I don't know.
Well, Rob, if I could interject there, what I would say is his body, to me, does not look underweight. His body looks like a normal human body, but his face is four times larger than his torso.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. And so it makes it look like his body's emaciated.
Yes.
I think that if you cover his head, like, that's an average, normal, lean human being.
I guess it's also this again, we're looking at him in a mirror, so it's flipped.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's taking the photo with the, like, one of those Nokia phones.
Yeah, it's a really old photo. So the perspective is warped because now I guess he eventually did, like, a photo shoot to redeem himself.
Oh, no.
Really?
Like, and so here he looks normal, like.
Noah, can I probe what you're saying? I was curious. Like, you're saying ew, so I'm not disagreeing, but I'm curious from a female, heterosexual female perspective. What do you see in that picture that's ew?
See Geraldo Rivera's face?
Just the fact, yeah, the fact, not the fact that he's Geraldo, though. Like, if you just saw that guy on Tinder or something, like, what?
I guess I don't like his haircut and mustache and those glasses.
That's fair. I agree.
The body is not like offensive, mm-hmm. except for his stupid tattoos.
He looks like Gavin McGinnis after the Vice money ran out. Basically, it's rough. And the cum gutters have filled in, so he's a little bit chunkier, yeah. Like the spare tire situation.
Oh no! What?
The
picture of a
chocolate
dog
lab.
In the same pose as Geraldo.
How did you even pull that up? We didn't see you typing that in.
Oh, well, that's my secret.
Good at the internet.
That's just Rob's desktop wallpaper.
His cum gutters filled in with a few dozen munchkins, I think.
Oh, my God.
Geraldo in the news.
But all kidding aside about Jericho, he did a very good deed, which is that he donated
to Trump.
2000...
It's not a good deed. Oh, sorry.
Before that,
he donated $2,000 to an injured wrestler. And I give credit to Jericho here. There have been a lot, sadly, a lot of fundraisers that wrestlers have to put up when they're, you know, down and out. And because I'm a snoop and a gossip, whenever I see one of these GoFundMes, I just instinctually have to click on like the top donations thing to see who's the most generous. Mm-hmm. And on these wrestler ones, Jericho is always up there donating a few grand. So, you know, hats off to him. No snark here. I think that's very, very
that's
nice.
And that's not tax deductible. That's like,
that is tax deductible, though. It's a donation.
But it's not a nonprofit. You're just donating money to a person. It's not tax deductible.
Sure. But either way, it doesn't, it's not like.
Rob, if you ever interview him again when he's promoting Fozzy stuff, make that the first question. Like, all those donations you make to guys who broke their legs doing a senton bomb, are those tax deductible? Okay, thank you very much.
So now do we want to see how this guy broke his leg?
No, it'd actually be a good gimmick if Jericho just went around like pushing people off the top rope so they break their legs and then he can donate to them and look like a nice guy.
You should hire Randy Bly to do that.
Okay, come on. Oh, no.
I don't want to look at this. Man.
You're going to have to.
Full screen?
Oh!
Wait a minute. So he wasn't even doing a move?
It wasn't even anything cool.
Oh, no, I did not expect
this
that.
Guy does not deserve charitable donations. This
no,
is stupid.
I can't look at it again.
Oh, so
he wasn't even doing a fucking move.
Oh,
isn't
my
this
God.
Great?
He didn't even get anything cool out of it.
Okay, so he was coming into the ring. He got onto the second rope to, like, pose. And then he jumped off the second rope onto the floor, and then
not like a flip, nothing, just like a normal.
He just jumped, and his
2 feet to
his knees, like both his knees broke.
How's that even physically possible? I can't.
His feet curved the other way, where they're not supposed.
Well, he's top heavy, and maybe he just hasn't had like a leg day at the gym for a while.
Has he ever wrestled before? I feel like if he's that injury prone, then he could never have even gotten through a single match. That's incredible.
It's an amateur wrestler, so this would look like a backyard.
Oh!
Can I also point out that he's using the Wolfpack music, so he's like probably doesn't have the best ring persona either. He's just jacking the fucking Wolfpack music.
Oh, and it looks like one of the Young Bucks donated $500 as well. Very nice, Nick Jack.
Oh,
this guy does not deserve. He needs to learn a lesson. This is like you should never go back to wrestling. Go broke from this mistake
and
learn.
Is this a lesson the two broken legs at once. Like, he can't do anything now.
Sid's going to set up a GoFundMe to hire someone 24-7 to walk around behind this guy and knock his crutches out.
The lesson is that he's going to be $200,000 in medical debt after this is all over. That's the fucking lesson.
Even after all these donations?
He's only $20,000 into this $200,000 goal.
Rob, that actually astonishes me because I can't believe someone that talented doesn't have a health coverage from his professional wrestling career.
Guy jumps 3 feet onto a canvas and his legs bend backwards like a fucking rubber band.
That's like the Sid Vicious injury, but even more embarrassing.
Yeah, it really
he
is.
Was trying to do a move. Oh.
Show it again.
He's just like 4 millimeters of distance from the where he jumps to like the canvas.
And his legs become like fucking water skis. They just inverted water skis, like when they start to bend. You ever see that?
Yeah. Well, you know,
we did
are,
just
like,
see it.
Yeah.
No, I mean the actual water skis. I mean,
the irony of it is that, like, you know how the prosthetic legs are like those like, bent blades?
Yes.
That's what his legs turned into. Yeah.
That's what his legs look like, and he's probably going to need to have those for the rest of his life.
Imagine now he gets prosthetic legs, and he's like, that's his new gimmick. He's like Cyborg Man, and he goes in the ring, and he does it, and then his prosthetic legs bend in the exact same way.
And they invert and stab him in the chest.
It's another GoFundMe. This is so bad to be laughing at.
Bob, could you get this guy on Squared Circle Pit, and then we all call in and just laugh at him?
Or we just play this? Let's just call him and play this audio.
Rob, you should get him in person whenever COVID is over. Get him in person and do a live interview with him. Like, set it up and walk in with your mic. But then, like, trip and fall and just, Oh, my leg!
Oh, my God! I can never walk again!
But you just tripped on the sidewalk.
My fucking leg!
That'd be so fucked up.
It's the whole interview, like the whole 15 minutes.
Do you think Jericho donated money because he laughed so hard watching that video he felt like he owed it to the guy?
I think that's probably it.
Yeah. Where's my checkbook?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went out to Jericho. Double whatever his donation was now.
This, like, tops that old wrestling blooper of when Iron Mike Sharp smacked the hairpiece off of that guy. That was, like, always the go-to one. This is better. This tops that.
Dude, this is like Shockmaster falling through the paper mache entranceway.
Except if he broke both his legs when he fell.
Oh,
it's the Shockmaster. Oh, my leg! Oh.
He does the Peter Griffin.
This is one of my favorite moments in the history of our show. I just want to let you guys know that.
here
we go. Here's the Iron Mike Sharp.
Let's see. Punches him.
Watching very old footage. Oh! There it is.
Oh!
Where is it?
Yeah.
So he can get his hairpiece back on. That's
he took it from the guy.
Look, the announcers are trying to no-sell it. What is that?
So what is that's like a toupee?
Yep. Remember when wrestlers were men? It's like Mike Sharp.
Yeah. Or the bald guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
Not either.
Well, speaking about men being men, a Canberra nudist who smeared fake semen on his neighbor's garage avoids jail.
Wait, fake semen?
A 64-year-old man. A Canberra magistrate has told a 64-year-old man he is disgusting for exposing himself to his neighbors and using a concoction of fake bodily fluids to retaliate.
Wouldn't it be more disgusting if it was real bodily fluid?
I think.
Or
I
if it was Rob's bodily fluid?
Oh no!
As you're telling the story.
Well, yeah, because how would he have gotten my bodily fluids? I don't
I think we know how.
It just sounds like bile is coming up your throat.
Oh, I see.
Well, didn't you have a 3-day vacation in Canberra once? I thought you mentioned.
I went to the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Getting your
Canberra.
Canberra Raba.
Canberra Raba.
Canberra Raba.
Richardson is accused of appearing nude in a place that can be seen clearly from the street on two separate occasions. After his neighbor successfully sought a protection order, she began noticing her garage smelt of urine. She also noticed there were clear gobs of liquid that she suspected to be semen on the side of her garage.
Was it fake urine or real urine?
It was actually Vaseline mixed with oil, which Richardson had smeared on the shed in retaliation for her seeking the protection order. Seems like this nudist dude is kind of a dick. Like, yeah. Not going to smear anything on a person's property.
Do you think that he was trying to, like, actually, like, come on her garage? And he had the concoction as a backup in case he couldn't, like,
yeah.
Come?
I could see that. Like, he just had performance anxiety.
I mean, as someone who's come in public, Rob.
I got to say, like
it's
him or
hard. It's tough. You really got to focus.
A lot of pressure.
Like him or not, you got to give him credit for being prepared and having a backup plan.
Yeah, I think that's just preparing to fail. That's why he wasn't able to perform. He knew he had the backup plan.
Fair point.
He set himself up for failure, and he got caught and got fined anyway.
So he was fined $1,000 and 100 hours of community service.
Would the fine have been higher if it was actual cum and piss?
I wonder.
Probably, right?
I don't know.
It feels like if you're going to be a nudist, like, go live on a farm. Live somewhere rural.
Wait, it wasn't even real piss either? I mean, that seems like the easy one to produce.
I would think, but Rob
she said
it was Vaseline
like
and oil.
She didn't compare. Yeah, she didn't say there was actual piss.
I thought the cum was the oil and vinegar or whatever.
She said it did smell like urine.
She said it smelled like urine, not that there was urine. It could have just been that the concoction smelled like urine, or she's lying.
This story is more complex than it seemed at first blush.
More complex.
Oh.
Think about it.
Complex is what he turned her house into.
Well, this actually ties into another link that one of you guys shared here. Police ID a man who peed on a fellow Delta passenger as a pastor from North Carolina. Lots of bodily fluids being exchanged in the world lately.
No entertainment anymore, right? You can't go to the movies. You can't go to shows. You got to make your own entertainment.
On flights, I guess. No, was anyone pissing around on your flights recently when you were traveling? No? Okay.
Nothing of the sort.
Police have exposed the man who allegedly urinated on a fellow Delta passenger as a pastor
like
from North
himself.
Carolina. A pastor? Oh, the victim was a woman named Alicia Beverly.
Why do
like
we get
morning.
To know her name? That seems not okay.
Victim. Weird.
Do we just dox this lady?
She told police she fell asleep early on a flight from Vegas to Detroit and awoke to find a man urinating on her. So I woke up, looked to my right, and I see this guy standing next to me.
So he just stood next to her?
Shortly after, I started to feel something warm, and I jumped and screamed, and that's when I felt my skirt was wet.
Oh.
Heavens!
It wasn't in her face.
Wait, did she say heavens?
No, I said that. Daniel Chalmers, he's the pastor. Definitely should dox the pisser, the pisser he's pastor.
He's a superintendent pastor.
Yeah.
He first told police that Beverly was lying, but after an officer noticed he smelled of alcohol, he admitted to having a few drinks and claimed he had suffered a bad reaction to the medication he took prior to the flight. Chalmers also said that while he was being apprehended, that he plans on suing Delta for defamation of character. The only thing that was defamed was that woman's skirt. Sir.
I actually believe his story because after he pissed on her, he tried to flush her ear. So he probably did think he... I do blame the drugs.
If that was true, I would let him get away with it. That yeah. little extra. Like, okay, we're dropping all charges, sir. That was hilarious.
Just for the comedy.
Yeah. He earned it.
So I also want to mention that while we no longer do a music break in the show, we brought back the music break as a Spotify playlist. Every week we will add 4 songs to the playlist, and you can follow along on Spotify. You can get a link to the playlist on our episode page at metalinjection.net/livecast. And let's go through our picks today. My pick, I picked the System of a Down song, the faster one that we played momentarily ago, Genocidal Humanoids. That was my pick. And then Melissa by Merciful Fate. Who picked that?
That was me. But why isn't that? Is it not showing on my?
It's here.
Oh, there we go. I refreshed it. It's right there. Yes, I picked Melissa by Merciful Fate. Just been listening to them. Just because I haven't listened to them in a while.
It's good. It's a good album.
Do we know who the Melissa is?
The woman in the song.
Okay.
It could be any Melissa out there.
And then we have Busta Rhymes and M.O.P. with Czar.
Me. Which, by the way, it's from Busta Rhymes' new album, which goes harder than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah?
Is it good?
I mean, you know, I love Busta Rhymes, but I did not expect all that much going in. But shit is like fucking hardcore, like 90s Busta.
Yeah, I definitely loved the 90s stuff. We kind of, like when he started doing like Pass the Kalar CA and like all those, you know, like big
poppy, like mid early 2000s. Yeah.
Which I don't blame him. Get that money, but not for me.
Oh, so it's okay if he gets the money,
but just not Armenia. Down.
Oh yeah, just not Armenia.
Yeah. No, the right. System of a Down can get the money as long as they split it evenly. That's fine with me. A Tribe Called Quest with a War Tour. Sid, why the Tribe?
Yesterday, someone in our Discord that we mentioned earlier posted a thing about how it was the anniversary of Midnight Marauders coming out and was asking what everybody's favorite song from that album was. And A War Tour was mine, so it was on my mind.
So it's a 30-year anniversary.
Was it 30? I don't remember the exact number, but something like that.
Well, it would be 30 or 25, right? Or 28, 29. It would be at least 25, right?
At least 25. But I don't know if it was like a round number like that. It might have been like the 26th anniversary or something.
Mm.
But either way, I remember me and my friend Danny at the time. I think we must have been in junior high. And I had a camcorder and we recorded ourselves performing that video.
Oh, please tell me this video exists.
I'm pretty sure I taped over it shortly thereafter.
Boo.
But there was. I think I still know all the lyrics to this day because we like studied for the filming of ourselves. We didn't lip sync. We actually, it was us rapping.
Dude, go in your tape box and see if go through all your episodes of Cheers that you taped. See if like 2 minutes of this exists.
Oh my God. I'd have to have a VHS player to check it on, which I do not.
I wanted to say one more thing about the song that I picked, which is that it mentions Metallica.
What?
Just a little line that rhymes Metallica with something. And and he also references like he has like a little sly like Leaders of the New School and Brand Nubian reference.
Nice.
Like he says, leader of the new shit, brand new czar. That's the hook.
Nice.
That was kind of cool. Throwback. It was referencing like that's he's bringing that style back basically. Because just listen to it.
Yeah. I'm curious. When I heard that he put out a new album, I was like, I haven't thought about Busta Rhymes in I don't know how long.
Out of the game. It's like a mix of the like newer Busta Rhymes, but with like, you know, more like not dirty in terms of content, but like just raw kind of lyrics, you know, like old school style Busta Rhymes lyrics.
Does he do a Wet Ass Pussy cover?
I don't know. Maybe it's a hidden track or something.
Nice.
Well, I do want to point out that Cardi B's Wet Ass Pussy has been in the metal headlines today.
Her pussy has? Or
well, the song. Well, actually, what happened was Geezer Butler brought up the song.
Did he? You're not going to tell me he did a cover of it like everybody else is doing, like an ironic cover, right?
No,
please tell me no. Okay, good.
The song came up during an interview, and he mentioned how he's 71. He's a bloody old goat. And he says, I guess
very
he was asked
weird
about
way the, of describing yourself.
The controversy around the song, and he goes, this is really about the fact that whenever new music comes out, it's viewed as the devil's music. I don't know what this accent is.
That's
it's Paul
McCartney.
Wrong British guy.
Oh, I remember.
I really like the wet ass pussy. John used to like it too.
I remember when Elvis came out and everybody said he was Satan. Then in the 60s and 70s, he became America's national treasure. It happened with every new wave of music, like metal, obviously. The Christians were going mental when Sabbath came out. And then when rap came about, people were up in arms about that and certain words that rappers were using. I have to say, though, Cardi B pisses me off with that WAP song. It's disgusting. But there you go. A friend of mine didn't know what that song was about, but his 10-year-old girl was singing it, and I was like, what? To put it on an album, fair enough. But to put it out as a single, that's a bit much.
But the kid's not going to get the single?
Then again, I'm 71, a bloody old goat. Yeah, like the kid doesn't have access to Spotify to hear the whole album.
Well, geezer. Yeah.
So his beef is more with the record label people than with Cardi. Just whoever picked
he's
that
fine.
As a single.
Yeah. He's saying he's fine with her doing the song. He just doesn't think it should be on radio and like kids shouldn't hear. Which,
like, the kids only listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Or like
kids walking around with their transistors.
well, that's me saying it. I think he means like it shouldn't have been a single and be like a music video and all that and like promoted that. Because the kids, but like to me, it's just like, so what? Like, so kids know the word pussy? Like, relax, it's fine.
I think it should be also a little bit on his friends, who's the parents of these kids, are letting,
right.
Like, you know, what are you watching what your kids are doing? Get mad at them, asshole.
Yeah, make sure that their radio dials only go up to CBS FM.
AM, Noah, AM.
There's no wet ass nothing on ABC AM.
Everything, wrinkled ass pussy.
Everything's completely dry here on the Cousin Brucey Show on CBS FM. Oh, I was going for a joke, and I can't think of what's that fucking hairspray those old men use on their toupees. I can't think of it.
Aquanet?
Is it Aquanet? Maybe it's no. There's some funny one that only old men use. Anyway,
the Ron Popeil thing.
No, not
like
to
the
add
spray
hair.
On there?
No, not to add hair. Just the smelly hairspray that old men use. I'll look it up and I'll put it in the Discord.
Prel.
That's shampoo.
Oh.
I was going to say. The only thing wet is my whatever that brand name is on CBS AM.
Brill cream?
Brill cream would fill that joke too. That's good. My with the liquid my dentures are soaking in is the only thing wet in the studio, baby. CBS AM, baby! Oh, I really got that echo now with this new Rode microphone. I got that CBS FM echo, baby.
Thank you, bro.
WABC. Let's see if we can find a Cousin Brucey WABC.
WABC. Yeah, like I started saying before, WABC was his home for like 30 years. And then the CBS FM was from like when he went to CBS FM. It's just funnier to say CBS FM.
Yeah.
That's why I do it.
Yeah,
it's not,
we're just so used to it.
It's not really what he's known for. Where the CBS FM impression comes from is really
available now.
Oh, sorry.
It's really Harry Harrison, I think he just died, but he was the guy that used to do that. Harry Harrison, good morning, love. CBS FM, baby.
More like, I think a few years ago we played.
Yeah, it's like three quarters Harry Harrison, one quarter Cousin Brucey.
So somebody actually recorded an air check of Brucey's return to AM radio. So we want to hear like the first few seconds.
Oh, you mean in 2020, you mean?
Yes, from September. Okay.
Cousin Brucey here.
It's showing all the logos of the radio stations you work at, I guess.
Hiya. Welcome to LSB Feasters Radio Channel and Travel Corner.
Oh, wait.
Sounds different.
Weird intro. Okay, hold on. Sorry. I guess he's introducing us. Here we go.
Keep it locked right here. Talk Radio 77.
Keep it locked. I hate that radio cliche.
Keep it locked.
Same.
Because you can't, there's nothing to lock anymore. It used to be a physical, there used to be a, pause it, Rob, I'll explain this.
Sorry.
It used to be a physical thing. Like you would lock it so that your hand wouldn't, while you're driving, accidentally hit the preset buttons. There used to be mechanical things that would lock into place.
And like a crank?
It was like five little buttons you'd push, and those were your presets. And
oh, so the favorites.
And there was but instead of, like, now it's all electronic, but there used to be little lockable buttons, and you could hit lock so that you couldn't activate any of the other presets from happening.
I see.
When you're listening to Cousin Brucey, you don't want to accidentally put on the...
You don't want to miss Cousin Brucey's sexy voice, baby.
Sexy on 60s on 6. Sirius FM, baby. I mean,
big fans of like a radio show or radio station would refer to themselves as P1s that's your show, your station is my preset number one.
I never heard that.
They're the P1s.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll have to file that away. Oh, my P1s out there on the Cousin Brucey show, baby.
There's definitely somewhere audio of him saying that, guaranteed.
I want you to unzip those pants and show me your P1s on ABC AM, baby.
Oh. I want every P1 in my mouth on CBS AM, baby. All my big P1s out there.
Big P1s, little P1s, beer cap P1s, all P1s of all sizes accepted at ABC AM, baby.
Except tuna can dick. We don't want any of those P1s down. CBS, you know you can't spell penis without P1, baby. CBS FM.
Keep it locked.
In case you didn't
and
know.
And cocked.
I'm talking about cock. In case you didn't know. In case Cousin Brucey wasn't.
Keep that dial cocked, baby.
Oh. It's a double entendre, baby. CBS FM, baby. Keep it cocked and locked on CBS FM.
That should be our... radio.
Keep it cocked and locked to WING livecast.
Yeah. I keep saying, like, for years that we should just make some more of those, but we don't have music breaks anymore. Like, I wanted to make a bunch of livecast related stingers. Yeah.
We can just play them in between stories, like,
sure.
As we transition to stories.
Now that we're the road mics, probably easier to do that too.
Well, let's hear how the professionals do it. Cousin Brucey, take it away.
P1. WABC New York and 107.1 WLIR Hampton Bays.
WABC.
Yeah. Do the Lindy.
Morning is broken, everybody. This is Bruce Morrow in New York City in the evening.
Cousin Brucey, I'm gonna rock tonight. 77 WABC.
Is this the Andrews sisters singing this?
WABC with your Cousin Bruce, everybody. The sound of Sergeant Pepper right now. The year was 1967. Solid gold, WABC. You're listening to your Cousin Bruce.
Very
Cousin Bruce, you're on WABC radio, my dear. WABC music stickers. Put one on your mother-in-law. I don't care where. What do you mean where? That's up to you. This is Cousin Bruce.
He said Cousin Brucey like four times.
He sounds a little bit like Alex Jones. Like when Alex
it's like
Jones
radio guy voice.
Yeah.
I'm just confused why in that one intro he needed to say what year it was. Were his listeners that like stoned in 1967 that he didn't?
No, you're
reminded?
Not listening to an old tape of it, WABC AM, baby. It's 2020 and I'm still alive.
I mean, 80% of his audience has dementia.
Now, but that was
his medical bracelet.
Maybe it's like Fenton Wins. It's just the time now.
Yeah.
The year now is 2020. At the dial, the year is 2020.
I laughed at that you said he sounds like Alex Jones. I was trying to picture Alex Jones doing like an air check.
WABC FM, baby.
You know, they used to have the presets that would lock. All right, let's talk about this, people. They're putting them all in the cars. They're all electronic now.
All of a sudden, they take away the locks.
You can't lock
anything. Take away the locks. You got to touch the screen.
It's because the Illuminati, they don't want you to.
They don't want those 60s hits in your ears.
They don't want you to lock in Cousin Brucey, Cousin Alex. They want you to be able to knock it off with your arm or your elbow or something. Of course. You know, I'm getting a little tired of it.
They're trying to make the radios gay.
Well,
We'll be right back. Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Alex.
Cousin Alex. God damn it, I'm forgetting who I am. 60s on 6, Cousin Alex. CBS FM.
WABC.
Cousin Bruce, everybody, on WABC. That's Al Green for you. Say, there are nearly a million 18 to 24-year-olds in New York City eligible now to vote for this year. Make a difference, my friends. You've wanted it, you fought for it, and you got it.
Hold on. Which 18 to 24-year-olds are listening to WABC?
Well, then, that was when it was like rock radio or pop radio or whatever. That's not him saying it now, I don't think. I think these are like older clips.
Well, that's him now.
No, this is now. This is from his first show coming back to AM radio in
my
December.
Mind, it was like a medley of clips from through the years. No,
no. This
oh,
is,
my God.
This is a radio air check from his first show back to AM radio. So these are only from a month ago. They might, or 2 months ago.
Just to answer your question, I looked it up. That was edited for time. He actually said 118 to 124-year-old. They just thought it was a little long, so they chopped it.
Register now. Don't miss it. Now. We're on our survey, ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's going to like lead that into like saying you should vote for Eisenhower. It's like,
I don't trust him. A little shifty. I like Ike. I like Ike. Everyone's out there in the crowd saying it. Whenever everybody's saying the same thing, you got to be skeptical.
Can you please just read the radio liners, Cousin Alex? Nowhere in the copy does it say that.
You know, Harry Truman, I've said it a long time, people. He's a demon made of sulfur. Just look at those eyes. They're bloodshot. That doesn't happen by accident. Pure sign of a lizard person.
Now, please say the radio call numbers.
Don't get me started on the Kaiser.
John up from 28 to number 20. Saturday night's all right for fighting.
We'll be right back with more Elton John, but I just want to say that Franco-Prussian roar really sticks in my craw.
I cannot believe it. Let me catch my breath, first of all, listening to that collage. Thank you so much.
That was a collage.
Together. You sort of forget.
Oh,
you know, you have
that was right, motherfucker.
Elton John up from 28
to
number 20.
He sounds so much younger.
I thought, for what it's worth, I thought it was all 2020 too.
Yeah.
But can I just back for a second and say I'm skeptical that 18 to 24 year olds were listening to him in 1972 either.
Really?
Come on, well, he was already like 73 years old then. You know what I mean? Not really 73, but he was pretty old. He was like a middle aged guy.
How old? Let's see.
He's like 80 now.
Do you believe what you just heard?
No.
Really, we don't.
I cannot believe it. Let me catch my breath, first of all, listening to that collage. Thank you so much for putting that together. You sort of forget. You know, you have that in your heart, but you sort of forget. Hello, everybody. We've all waited for this.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I'm a little emotional now, as you can imagine.
Oh.
There's your cousin, Brucey. Listen, before I walk into WABC Music Radio Studio, that I'm going to be calling my home for a while, a long while, I think. I want to talk to you briefly, cousins. It's been 46 years since I played music on this historic.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
A little sad.
Not to me. Cry me a river. That's worth $8 trillion.
Yeah, I don't think it's sad. He's still got work. It's happy.
He was about to talk about his GoFundMe for his broken hip. That he got walking into the studio.
He writes you poems, gives you old radio show stems.
That was the one sad thing. He came into the studio, got a little too enthusiastic. He got on the console and jumped down 2 feet, and both his legs snapped in half.
He just turned to dust.
And then Chris Jericho donated to his GoFundMe.
Rob, go check the top donors of Cousin Brucey.
Does it count as payola if Brucey then plays a Fozzy song? That might be a violation.
Plays a little sandpaper.
It's a little sandpaper on ABC AM, baby.
Sandpaper.
I was so impressed that his producer found an old clip of him in the wrestling ring when his toupee gets ripped off.
Oh, we bring it all together.
I want to donate to that guy's GoFundMe. It's pure cringe that he's still feeling like 40 years later.
Oh, man.
Before we wind down, I want to take a moment to thank all of our top livecast fans of the week. And to be a top livecast fan of the week, all you got to do is donate $10 a month at our Patreon. And that gives you a little shout out at the end of the show, in addition to all the perks you get for the $5 tier, which is the bonus episodes, the video version of these episodes, and hopefully you help pay for my eventual acid reflux surgery.
I just had an idea for like a top tier or something, like a, I don't know, like 500 or 1,000 bucks. Can we offer like a jar of Rob's bile?
Also, like, I don't produce bile. Like, these are just burps. Like, there's no liquid.
I don't know. It sounds like your throat's getting, like, burnt by some kind of acid coming up.
I'd like some sort of independent scientific body to come in and investigate whether there's actually any bile coming up there. You may be deluding yourself.
It's just because I, like I said, it's just because I drank a little seltzer before. I gotta just only drink water before the show. But right now it's...
Got to leave, got to say goodbye.
We gotta get out of here, and I do want to mention, if you want to be a top livecast fan of the week, head over to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast and join us, baby. Here are our top livecast fans, baby. Eric, baby. This one goes out to you, Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. You're out there with Benjamin on ABC AM, baby. El Dorito's up next with Dan R. And Cattle Decaf, baby. He's playing Mindy May's Kipper, who's going out on tour with Croc Destroyer, who produced the new album from Sam. And then there's Jander and Chasseur Chassoussitz, all the way from France. Come along with ABCFM's top played LaCroix. And who can forget the crustacean sensation, a.k.a. God Stomper. And Ash Bozalov on D-O-Z-H-A-M, baby. Dallas. We are live in Dallas. We're live in Rob Vampiro. We're live with Shane and Hugo Likes Tacos and Lando Dank. Lando Dank. Sounds delicious, baby. Hey, guys. It's Josh. Those are our top live guest fans of the week. Thank you for tuning in. We're getting out of here. Please make sure to give us a time. We'd really appreciate it. Also, I want to mention, if you're looking for some livecast merch, we're going to have a sale Wednesday through Friday of this week. MetalInjection.net/livecast merch. All of our products are on sale, including face masks. Over it, face masks. We have a shirt design. Is wearing one of our designs. And we hope to see you out of here. Please stay.
ABSFM, baby.
Oh, it disappeared.
Got to say goodbye for now.
Oh, no, it's just the hand.
Buried by the cereal. Buried, get it? Blueberry.
Got to leave, got to say goodbye right now.
All right.
Yay, we did it. That was great.
That was very most I've laughed in a while.
There are so many funny bits. I like the kooky stories.
Yeah, there was just a good collection of them this week. We just knocked out a bunch, and we still have a few backlogged in the links page that we can save for next week.
Cool.
It's very nice.
Mm. Yeah, we still have that Christmas song. I didn't get to that. Oh, great. Oh, and the Geeks to Geeks story. We didn't get to that.
Oh, okay. It's just like a short thing that you guys can make fun of me for.
Cool. Okay. Any specific clips to point out?
So many.
Go in the chat and do that so I have a record of it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me
see y'all tomorrow. 10:30.
Okay.